Reach and grasp. Reaching and reach-to-grasp behaviors have distinct features that may reveal underlying problems with planning and anticipatory control. Page 562. Image. Caption. Figure 19.2. Testing eye head coordination. Shown is the patient's ability to make saccadic eye movements to locate and maintain gaze on a target located in the near peripheral field. End of caption. Grip formation, or hand shaping, typically begins in the last part of the reach. Transport. In anticipation of object size and contour and incorporates finger opening and closure. Genrod, 1986, Fig. 19.4, kinematic measures of reach-to-grasp ability provide excellent information. Yet they are expensive and time-consuming. Thus, examination of reaching or reach-to-grasp behaviors can be done simply by videotaping functional performance and/or using a stopwatch to time movements. Videotaping allows the clinician to analyze movement components by repeated viewing at segments of interest. A stopwatch may allow for the capture of temporal features of the movement, such as total movement time, initiation of reach to object contact, or timing of